And as they approached Jerusalem, at Bethphage and Bethany, near the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village opposite you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, on which no one has ever sat. Untie it and bring it here. And if anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' say, 'The Lord has need of it.' And immediately he will send it back here." They went away and found a colt tied at the door, outside in the street. And they untied it, and some of the bystanders were saying to them, "What are you doing untying the colt?" And they told them just as Jesus had said, and they gave them permission. They brought the colt to Jesus, they put their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches which they had cut from the fields. And those who went in front and those who followed were shouting, entered Jerusalem and came into the temple area. And after looking around at everything, he left for Bethany with the 12, since it was already late.
Heard this, and they began seeking how to put him them to death, for they were afraid of him, because all the crowd was astonished at his teaching. And whenever evening came, they would leave the city.
As they were passing by in the morning, they saw the fig tree withered from the roots. And being reminded, Peter said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree that you cursed has withered. And Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says is gonna happen, it will be granted to him. Therefore, I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, and they will be granted to you. And whenever you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father who is in heaven will also forgive you for your offenses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father who is in heaven forgive your offenses.
To Jerusalem, and as he was walking in the temple area, the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders came to him and began saying to him, by what authority are you doing these things? Or who gave you this authority to do these things? But Jesus said to them, I will ask you one question, and you answer me, and then I will tell you by what authority I do these things. Was the baptism of John from heaven or from men? Answer me. They began considering the implications among themselves, saying, if we say from heaven, he will say, then why did you not believe him? But should we say